Good evening, everyone. We'll see how long I last in this jacket. Cool. Excuse me. All right. So, last time I made you guys wait before I told you what I was talking about, but I'm just going to tell you right now. Sin is separation from God. In action, it's what causes us to have that gap. We can be full of sin, which is a state of being where you might have found yourself in, and you can feel that when God is not in you. It's not a fun place to be, and it's a void that humanity has spent countless lifetimes trying to fill. I expect you all know that it's a sin to break one of God's Ten Commandments. Don't murder, don't steal, commit adultery or idolatry. And Jesus summed those up with, love the Lord your God and your neighbor as yourself. But what other ways do we sin that you can think of? You don't have any examples of? Have you all heard the quote, all it takes for evil to win is for good people to do nothing? That certainly applies. If you know something is good and you do not do it, out of whatever selfish reason, you are sinning. Did you know that? All right, good. James mentions a few which, reiterate what Christ said in his ministry. James in chapter 4, 11 through 17, if you're got one of these, because I didn't. Okay. Brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go out to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil. Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, sins. Now 11 and 12 speak about judgment, particularly on a brother. We're not judges. And so when we look at someone and try to formulate some misguided grievance about them, we're separating ourselves from God by trying to usurp God's role as the judge. This is to say, you can't look at someone's outward vessel or container and decide for yourself that what you see them doing is wrong, because it's not. It's not your place to say, especially when you don't know what's inside that vessel. This is a sin that can cause separation not only from God, but from other people. We alienate that other person for being troublesome or different than ourselves, and that's not our place. God is the only judge, and we will do well to remember that. It's really hot and thirsty. You guys are awful. It's just water. Calm down. This is the worst. Might as well just stop talking. No one's obviously listening. 13 and 16 speak of boasting. And not the usual, I'm so awesome, boastings of pride, but boasting by saying, you control tomorrow. I control tomorrow. You're lucky to wake up tomorrow. God is the only one that allows anything. And since we're here, let's not overlook something else about this verse. And since sin, at its worst, is habit, let's try to establish a good one. Instead of planning on carrying out our great plans on our own, involve God. Remember, he is the one who determines what is to be. Make a habit of saying, if God wills it, if God wills it, it will keep you closer to him, and by keeping your mind on him, it'll keep you out of other troubles when you may otherwise be forgetful. This keeps us from trying to control things we have no power over. Let God stay on his throne instead of trying to usurp his plans, and we all know what happened last time someone tried to do that. Finally, to verse 17. I made that claim a little while ago with the quote that wasn't scripture, and none of you called me on it. Mike. I'm just going to start making stuff up here if no one's going to step up and say anything. Anyways, to him it is sin. So on all occasions, for all people, it's not an absolute sin. But for the person who recognizes, so-and-so over there needs help, that's your job to help them. Help them. Don't just stand there and think, well, I mean, I want to, but I've got so much to do already. There's a reason it was brought to your attention, because you can find a way to help them. If you don't, you're separating yourself from God and that person. And God is effectively the one who made you notice. This sin separates us from society. We seal away the good possibilities that God gives us, and that brings down the people around us. It's our job to do good, to make people's lives better when the opportunity presents itself. Whether it's providing food, a blanket, or sharing the gospel of Christ. Now I'm willing to throw this out there, that as long as you're not in a routine of habitual sin, you're at the very least a little better off than I am. Now, if you are like me, and I am in my more pathetic moments, where your lust, whatever it's for, overshadows your love for God, and then eventually your guilt over doing it, you need to step back and remember who we serve and why we do. Because he loved us and died for us. To take that sin away, and where do we get off thinking we can disregard that love? Sometimes I look around during communion and I see people's faces. It's often so bland, like we've desensitized ourselves to the thought of Jesus on that cross and the pain he went through. And we forget about the glory in heaven that he left to walk desolate earth to heal people and to accept the unacceptable. And don't say to me after, we shouldn't be sad because it's a joyous event commemorating Christ's love for us, because you're right. And that's another problem. Why don't I see more smiles? Christ was tortured and killed. He allowed it to be done so we could have a chance to share the glory of heaven. Last time I spoke about grace. And thank God we have grace. Hallelujah. Thank you. But Satan is simultaneously set to strike like a snake and prowling like a lion. We must tread lightly. The price of sin is death, and we'll all die someday. And we're all accountable for our own actions before God. I don't want to spend my eternity in a lake of fire. Lead by example. Messed that up. So lead by example. The time we offer here is underutilized. The more we share with each other, the closer we can be to one another and to Christ. So please, if you're troubled or apart from God or who you mean to be, take this moment to come forward and we can grow together as siblings as Christ. Right?